Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Yod, Mishnah He. Mishnah says, Mishi haya kotlo samuch leginat havero. Somebody had a wall that was next to his friend's garden. Venafal. And then that wall fell into the garden. Ve'amar lo pane avanecha. And then the owner of the garden, who has the stones in his garden, he tells the owner of the wall, clear out your stones. Your stones fell into my garden. Clear them out. I don't want them here. Ve'amar lo higiucha. But the owner of the wall says, no. They're not mine anymore. They're yours. You keep them. You keep them away, and you're responsible to clear them away. And Shom Inlo, the owner of the garden, doesn't have to listen to him. They're not his stones. The owner of the wall, it's really his property. And since they're causing damage to the garden, they're a nuisance to the owner of the garden. And therefore, the owner of the wall is obligated to remove them. But if the owner of the garden accepted them, he says, okay, you know what, fine, I'll take those stones, I'll make them mine, and I'll clear them away on my own. And then let's say the owner of the wall changed his mind that he wanted to keep them. Mishikibel alav amar lo. After the owner of the garden accepted the stones and he removed them, he put all expense into clearing them away. Amar lo, the owner of the wall told him, Helach etitziotecha v'ani etola cheli. He says, you know what? I see that you went through all the expense of clearing away those stones. Here, I'm going to pay you for them. And I want to take my stones back. And shom inlo. We don't listen to the owner of the wall because the owner of the garden accepted these stones. He was the owner and acquired those stones. So once he acquired it, the owner of the wall has no more jurisdiction over them. A unrelated case, but with a similar halacha. If somebody hires a worker to work for him to gather straw and stubble, after he finished the job, the worker told his boss, give me my money, give me my pay. And the owner tells him, the boss tells him, take what you did, the straw that you gathered as your wages. I don't want to pay you, you take the straw instead. And shom inlo, the worker doesn't have to listen to him, he doesn't want to be paid in straw. We don't listen to the owner or the employer who wants to give him straw. He has to pay him in cash. The worker has the right to be paid with money and not with goods. Mishikibel ala, but once the worker accepted the straw as payment, ve'amar lo helach secharcha v'ani etola cheli, and then the employer then changed his mind. He says, you know what, I need that straw. I need to sell it and market. I need to do something with it. So you know what, give me my straw and I'll pay you with cash. I'll pay you with your money. And shom inlo, we don't listen to the employer. The worker is allowed to keep the straw. Once the worker acquired the straw, he can't be coerced or forced into giving it up by the employer. The Mishnah continues with other things that could fall and cause damage in the Rishut Harabim. Hamotzi zevel Rishut Harabim, hamotzi motzi, v'hamezabel mezabel. Somebody who's taking manure out into the public domain, he wants to give it to a farmer, he wants to take it out from the animal pen and give it to someone else to make use of in their field. Once he brings it out to the street, he has to directly give it to somebody who's going to fertilize their soil with it. Manure, if it's left out there in public, could cause damage to people. So therefore, a person is only allowed to remove it from the animal pen if he's directly giving it to somebody right away, immediately. In the times of the Mishnah, they would make cement or bricks by kneading it, soaking it in clay and then kneading it. And then they were laid out in the sun to dry. Could these procedures be done in the Rishut Harabim? And shorin tit b'Rishut Harabim. A person is not allowed to soak clay in the Rishut Harabim if you wanted to make bricks or cement. V'en lovnim levenim. You're also not allowed to make bricks in the public domain because making these things take a long time. And if they're done in the public area in the Rishut Harabim, they could cause damage to somebody. Aval govlin tit b'Rishut Harabim. But you're allowed to knead clay in the Rishut Harabim if you want to make cement in it, if you're going to take that cement away and use it right away. Aval lo levenim. But you're not allowed to knead clay in the Rishut Harabim to make bricks because it has to be kneaded for a long time and could as well cause damage to somebody who is passing by. Now we'll talk about somebody who's building a building right on the edge of the Rishut Harabim. Is he allowed to bring materials in order to build through the public domain? Habone b'Rishut Harabim, hamevi avanim mevi, v'habone boneh. If somebody's building a building right on the edge of the Rishut HaRabim, and he has to go through the Rishut HaRabim in order to bring his materials, his supplies. As soon as the person brings the stones into the public domain, the builder has to take it from him there and build with it. In other words, you're allowed to walk through the Rishut HaRabim with your materials, but you're not allowed to leave them in the Rishut HaRabim for someone to come pick up later on, because somebody may fall over them and hurt themselves. Bim hizik mishalim shehizik. And if in that small time, but he's passing through the public domain, they cause damage to somebody, then mishalim shehizik. The owner has to pay for the damage, even though we said he was allowed to bring the stones into the Rishut HaRabim. He has to be very careful when he's doing it that he's not causing any damage to anybody around there. And if he does, he would be responsible for it. The next opinion is going to say that when a person is building, doing construction, he's allowed to actually keep materials in the Rishut HaRabim. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af mitakin hu et melachto lifnei sheloshim yom, says Rashbag, a person is even allowed to prepare the materials he needs for 30 days before he starts to work in the public domain. According to the Hachamim, a person is allowed to store up and build up what he needs to make sure he has everything, even in the public domain. And even if they cause damage during that time, the person here would not be responsible to pay for it.